you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 53rd episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about the Billboard Music Awards nomination, BTS's Butter concept clips, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So how's Jose doing?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Oh my gosh, we should like, you know how we always switch the intros?
Yeah.
Like we should like say, this is Jose's turn to ask how we doing, or so we don't run into that awkward situation. So where we're like, so... Every Monday. But yeah, how are you and your chickens
doing?
Oh yeah, have you been eating?
Oh yes, God. So I have been eating. Quick update. I have been eating. I have food in the refrigerator. So groceries were ordered. Groceries arrived and groceries are here.
And groceries being eaten.
And they are being eaten. So your boy is eating. Maybe not as much as he should.
Oh, my God.
But at least he has something. You know, like, because usually I'd be hungry and then I'd be getting up and then be like, oh, wait, my fridge is empty. So I really can't get nothing. So now I actually have something to, like, choose from, you know?
Like fried chicken or baked chicken?
No, not fried chicken. I just have like chicken breast, and then I just like put it in the oven, and that's how I just. Girl, I be eating it dry.
Oh, whoa!
People could trick me. Like I don't put nothing on. I put like some spice. Well, like not even. I would say seasoning because I don't like spice.
Food like you mean pepper and just salt, pepper and salt.
Yes, exactly. Like salt.
Oh my gosh.
And then there's like garlic salt. There's like chicken seasoning. I'll put that on there. But literally, oh it's gosh. Like so dry, and people think that like my family are asking like, don't you start choking on like some dry ass chicken? And I'm over here like, no, I love it. And so. Everything's going well in that department, but I'm so excited for school because it's almost done. Like this week and next week is over. I only have this week and next week, and I will be done for the semester. Then hopefully I can get into summer break, a little vacation.
That's right. This is going to be your first summer break in a while, right?
In a while, girl, because I'd be taking classes every semester, but this semester I'm going to be taking a break, and then I'll be back in the fall. You know, if everything turns out well.
You're going to need that break after BTS's comeback.
For real. Okay. For real. I need energy. I need meditation. I need oxygen. Okay? And so, if y'all want to, you know, ship some oxygen over here, I would gladly appreciate it. But what about you, Roseanne? How you doing?
I've been doing good. Just letting our listeners know that I will be gone next week. Because I am planning on going to Alaska. It's been a while since we've visited.
She's leaving the country.
She's leaving the country.
Now, that one was a joke because I know Alaska.
I know, but for a second, Jose thought I was going to Korea. I'm like, I wish. I legit wish.
Yo, I literally like texted Rose and I was like, wait, you said you were going to Korea, right? Like, what?
I'm like, what? Alaska and Korea. You know what? I really do wish. But right now, they got rid of the mandatory quarantine for residents only. But as far as foreigners, you know, we still have to do the two-week quarantine. And you have to pay for it. It's like about $2,000 to pay.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's why your girl's still here. Or else I would have been there a while back. But, you know, I've been doing good. Trying to keep up with my plants. Not going to lie. I've been kind of neglecting it because I've been on trips. We're getting through it. I'm going to see how many plants are left. My dream of building a jungle is not looking too good right now. Unless I hire, like, someone to water my stuff, like me. Jose, you want to come over?
That's so funny.
You could bring your chickens.
Hold on. I almost choked. I was laughing and I started choking. I'm trying, y'all. Okay. It's so funny because I literally was about to ask you, like, can you give us an update on your plants? We haven't heard anything from your plants. I was about to say that, like, imagine if your update was like, well, let's just say.
They're buried in my backyard.
Okay, sorry, y'all. That was kind of whack. But let's get into the topics of this episode. By the way, thank you all so much. I don't know if you saw, Roseanne, I got a lot of messages. And then I saw some on the Interlude Army Twitter, like a lot of great feedback on our last episode.
Yeah.
So people like seem to really love it.
Yeah, that last episode was really fun. Like, it was really fun to record. Thank you guys so much for supporting our podcast. We're literally like 53 episodes in. I don't know how we made it this far. But yes, you know how we were like, yeah, when is Billboard gonna announce things? But we're like, it has to be legit after BTS and Big Hit announced.
So yeah, actually what I thought was gonna happen as soon as they announced Butter, they were going to say that they're going to perform at the Billboard Music Awards. Yeah. But I totally forgot that we still hadn't gotten the nomination. So obviously that's first. And I feel the next thing is starting to announce like performers and people who are going to be presenters.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, it's pretty, I mean, come on, Roseanne, like, come on, guys, like, we know, you and I know, BTS is going to be performing, like, that's a given. All we need is just that little announcement with the graphic online, and that's all we need, because we know already. We know they're going to perform. It literally matches up with their promotion schedule 2 days after it releases. Like, it's perfection right there.
Right.
So we see it happening. We know it's going to happen. So we're just waiting for that. But as far as the Billboard nominations go, our guys got not one, not two, not three. But 4 nominations, and the crown goes wild. Congratulations.
Oh my God, Jose, you legit sounded like those, like, crowd sounds. It's crazy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you, like, perfected that. But yes, congratulations, BTS. And oh my gosh, like, I'm just happy it's more than 2 nominations, because they were only, like, nominated for 2 for the last couple of years.
Well, the thing is, they went from 1 nomination to then to 2 and now to 4. So if you think about it, they'd be going doubling 1 to 2 to the 4. Can we get next year? Can it be 8?
8.
Double the 4 and 8 nomination.
Oh my gosh. I'm just really hoping they do like a main category, because so far the 4 nominations.
Yeah.
They got one for a top duo group, top song sales artist, top selling song, which is for Dynamite, and top social artist. But yeah, that's like not really like the main categories, but I already know, come on, the top song sales artist, top selling song, we already know which one was the top selling song of the year.
For real.
We shall see. We're gonna try to swoop all 4. So next week on May 10, voting for the top social artist will begin. We don't know what the rules are, though, this year. But usually, didn't last year, they allowed you to vote on the website and on TikTok, which was really weird.
Yeah, they didn't include Twitter, which was usually what we did. We used to vote via Twitter. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I think they did that change because they're trying to... I honestly think they're trying to stop ARMY, because they know that Army has the power. Mm-hmm. And they were like, if we go to TikTok, it's going to be harder. So it could be giving other groups a chance. But no, because they still won. Like, they still, you know, we were like, TikTok download. Like,
I know, yeah, we downloaded TikTok. I don't even use TikTok. I'm going to download it for them.
Redownload it, okay. And let's use it to vote. Because, yeah, so whatever method they choose to go with this year, Army's going to be ready. And we know we have to work hard because we have new competition.
Yes.
There's a group from the Philippines, correct, Rosen?
Yes.
That's like huge over there, so that's why people are like, we need to be on top of it.
Yes, we really do. See, when it was announced that SB19, which is the name of the Filipino group, was nominated, yes, I was like, oh my god. Because, you know, if you guys don't know yet, I am Filipino, and whenever someone who's like Filipino or even half Filipino, like the whole nation, mm-hmm, pushes and supports them, it's crazy. So yeah. That's the reason why, oh my gosh, like, we're going to have to vote against, like, a whole nation. But the thing is, though, there's a lot of, we call the armies in Philippines pearls. So there's a lot of Filipino armies. And, mm-hmm, you know, I understand that they're somewhat torn, but I noticed in my comment section of my video that I posted about it, they were saying mm-hmm, they would vote for BTS. But still, you know, we can't be all, like, confident that we have it in a bag. I feel like we just have to vote.
Right, right. Like, I do feel a little, not a little, I am confident, yeah. I am confident, oh, yeah, but sure, that because of that, I'm not going to like relax and not do anything, you know. I'm going to be voting and I'm going to be sharing the process with you guys, and so that we can, you know, any, all of us that can do it are able to, you know.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm, I hope so. I hope we, because this is the thing. Y'all remember when it was 2017?
Oh my gosh.
And the guys won the Top Social Artist Award. And when they won, they were laughed at. We were laughed at. Yeah. We were told that didn't mean anything. It was the paper award, the famous line, the paper award. And then there was a whole thread of other fan bases saying, yeah, like, we don't want it. We don't want this. You can have it. No, we don't want it. You can have it. And then it's so funny to me that come around this year, it's like, oh, like, please, please, can you guys give this other group a chance? Can you? And it's like, when did y'all give BTS a chance? Did y'all ever let them do something good? Like, did y'all ever, like, hype them up, even though they're not, like, your favorite group or whatever? Just congratulate? No, you had to put them down. So it's just so funny to me, you know, how the tables, yeah, have turned. And now they want our help. And I love somebody who quoted under one of my tweets. They were like, this is not charity, it's an award. And I was like, that's right.
Yo, and that's so funny, because all the things that BTS used to win fair and square, they would call it a charity award. Like, everything that BTS, mm-hmm, had won before, mm-hmm, they would be like, oh my god, it's charity. And come on, even in 2017, y'all, people were voting against BTS. They were voting for Justin Bieber.
God.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all of a sudden, y'all became Justin Bieber fans? Like, I don't get it.
Oh my god.
I even took screenshots. Like, I still, you know, I take receipts, you guys, just in case I ever,
yes,
look back,
ma'am,
at it. Because, mm-hmm, you already know.
Girl, can you, like, literally, not even, like, trying to hide it. Literally, it would say, we are going to be supporting the Beliebers because we want him to keep the streak going. We want him to win. We cannot let, like, BTS win. And I'm like, really? Like, really? Oh, my God.
God, that was something else. So, I mean, I really do hope they keep it on Twitter where we could vote, because it was really fun. I felt like,
yes,
I will always, mm-hmm, remember how 2017 was. It was kind of stressful, but at the same time, it was really fun because we were super, yeah, active on there, just voting every,
definitely,
time.
Girl, I was tweeting out jokes and then putting the hashtag, yeah, on it just to increase another vote.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, you can't just copy paste. They said, like,
yeah,
it doesn't read, so we would put something in there. So, oh my God, that was,
yeah,
so fun.
So let's keep it going, yeah.
We'll see when they announce how to vote, and we'll try to update you guys on here and also through our personal YouTube. So, yeah.
And it May 10th, that gives us 2 weeks,
yeah,
for it, because it's on the 23rd of May. So it gives us 2 weeks for voting.
Exactly.
And hopefully, like Roseanne said, it's on Twitter, because I think it's much easier through Twitter.
Yeah.
But if they choose to go TikTok, it's fine. We're still going to vote through there, too. You know?
Yeah. All right, so we got more information about, I don't even remember. We did talk about butter. We did. Okay, see, your girl forgot about last week's episode. So they finally dropped BTS's butter schedule. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you for the schedule because, but it's funny, Jose, because even though they give us specific dates of when they're dropping things, I still wake up at 12 Korean standard.
Girl. I was literally about to say the same thing. Even the days that I know it's not on the schedule, I'm like, I'm still going to wake up because we cannot trust. We cannot trust y'all. We cannot trust these guys. We cannot trust Big Hit Music. Literally, they could be announcing something and it's not even on the schedule, y'all. Yes. So
I don't trust. We be waking up at 12. Like, what's going on? But so far, they've been following the schedule. Okay. Okay, I got it. But so far from the schedule, as of now when we're recording, we've so far gotten a teaser poster and two concept clips out of the 3 days, right? Is it 3 days worth of concept clips?
Well, in total it was four. If you count the teaser poster, it was titled concept clip as well.
True.
But so after this one, there's only two concept clips left. Mm-hmm. By the time you guys are listening to this, I'm pretty sure we'll have all of them, right?
Correct.
Because they're literally the next ones. So I believe by the time you guys are listening to this, we've already had all four concept clip days pass. Right. If I'm making the correct math.
Yes. So first of all, your reaction is on YouTube. You can check our reactions out because I believe we reacted to it as soon as it dropped. But what were your thoughts, your initial thoughts as soon as you saw the teaser?
Well,
we already know.
Listen.
I saw it on Twitter, y'all. So I was like, oh my God, Jose. Someone save him.
So if y'all don't follow me on Twitter, let me keep y'all updated what happened. As soon as I saw Big Hit Music's post and I read Jungkook, it was like keyboard smash, keyboard smash, keyboard smash. Because I was not expecting him first. And so I was like, let's get to it. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get this bread for that butter. And so I still can't believe that makes sense. You know, like now we can say, let's get this bread for that butter. Okay. Anywho, we got Jungkook and RM. And honestly, I am confusion. Let's keep it all the way real. Let's keep it all the way real. Because first of all, the graphics that we've gotten for Butter, it's super bright. The color yellow. Granted, it's only been yellow, honestly. And then the teaser poster, it gave me a happy feeling, a happy time, party time, after party. There was some color in there. Granted, there was a filter on top of it. So it kind of looked grainy and a little bit, maybe not too dark, but a little bit dark. Like maybe it was nighttime when all this happened. And then we get to the concept clips with RM and Jungkook. And it completely turned me around. Like, what is going on up in here? This is like dark. This is like no illumination up in here. the music and the clips are not what dance pop is to me. So I was like, what is going on? Literally, I think I said that. Like, what is going on? What is happening? Can y'all let me know in the comments below? But what about you, Roseanne? Like, are you also confused? Have clarity?
Yeah.
Do you have it all figured out?
No clarity. No. I felt like all of us felt the same thing. Like, oh, bright yellow. The concept clip is going to be bright, happy. Literally, like, as soon as I played the video, it was so... Because even the instrumental was, different. It was off. And we don't know if this instrumental is for Butter or if it's just for the concept clips. But you know when the bell comes in, I was scared, Jose. I thought something broke on my computer. I legit, what? And... So that was just the song. But then when I saw the visuals, because the first one I watched was Jungkook's, I was like, what in the world? Like, who turned off the lights? Why are you wearing dark clothes? Like, this is so opposite. This is 180 from what we've gotten with, previous stuff. Both RM and Jungkook were wearing black, and the room was always dark with either, the red and blue lights. And it was just like, what? Jose.
And very grainy. Like, it's not high definition.
It's like home literally quality videos, like home videos.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and also we can match two photos now from the teaser poster.
Right.
Jungkook had the butter and the bread, or toast, if you want to say, and RM had the party popper and the lamp, which I thought was funny because a lot of, and I am not a clown in this part, y'all. I am not a clown in this part because I did not guess the items with members. I saw on Twitter people were saying that the bread was Jin, and then that the party popper was Hobie, and then and that the stand was an IV, like an IV bag stand.
No, oh my gosh, really? Okay, I didn't see that theory. That's crazy. Oh my, no, but it's crazy because people have also guessed the specific lamp, and then we saw what the lamp was. Which is crazy because I guessed the right one. But it's interesting to like how so far we've matched two with the two members. But do you have any like theories or guesses as to which the other pictures belong to?
I don't. The only one that I would like to like maybe if somebody were like, you need to choose at least one. Mm-hmm. I would go with the camera and say that that's Tae.
Oh, yeah.
But because it's so, I guess, immediately like easy for me to relate that to him, it almost tells me that it's not him, because it's too obvious, and what we think is gonna happen literally is not what it is. So it's kind of like, do I want to say it's Taehyung, or do I want to not say that because it could totally be somebody else, you know?
True. They're like tricking us. I mean, they already tricked us with this whole concept clip kind of thing. It's so interesting though how, you know, at first when we saw the teaser poster, I was like, yo, this looks like a crime scene. And it kind of is, Jose. It kind of is. Because in the clip, Jungkook is spreading the butter. And in the picture, the butter is not there anymore. So they just drew the heart. And then RM, when he popped the, you know, the heart popper, they put a square around it because it's like, who used the popper? You know, it's like a crime scene.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like they did that with the gummies as well. If you look, there's a square around the gummies that are on the floor.
It's like, who spilled the gummies?
So it's kind of funny how like immediately like this is going to be a bright song, dance pop, you know, happy. And then like ARMY's like murder.
I know. I was just not ready crime. For that. And then RM has blonde hair now. And we couldn't even figure out Jungkook's hair color. People were saying that they were confused as to like what color it was because it's dark.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was like, it could be blue, it could be purple, it could be black. I saw all three colors up in there. So...
God, that is so true. You could see all those.
So colors. I'm like, by the way, did you see Namjoon's selfie on
yes.
Twitter?
Yes. Oh my God. Did you see what the caption was? Hold on. Let me double check what the caption was.
Yes. He said cooking.
Uh-huh. That's something. That's so something.
He had the mic around his neck. And they're in the practice room. And I don't know if you see in the neck behind him, somebody has purple hair. And I think that's Jungkook. I zoomed in, girl. I zoomed in. Right about that neck. Right around that neck.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who? Mm. That is a beautiful purple. That's a beautiful. See, okay, so already we know they're rehearsing. We don't know exactly what they're rehearsing for. It could be Billboard. And it could be...
I think it is.
Yeah, the most recent one, Billboard. So super excited. And that must be the new dance room because they've already moved into the HYBE building. Yeah. Wow, it looks fancy. I like it. All right. So we already know the toast is Jungkook. The popper is RM. Yes. Who do you think the drink?
I'm going to switch it up, Roseanne. I don't want to go obvious because they be playing with
That's
me. They
right.
be playing with me.
You're right. Okay, so that's good.
I'm gonna switch it up. I think the drink is Yoongi. I don't know why. Don't ask me.
Okay.
But what about you? Who do you think is the drink?
I'm going to go with the kind of like the obvious one. I'm going to say it's Jimin. I don't know why, but that was just what I had left. The balloons. Okay. Who do you think?
See, that one, smile, I automatically think Hobie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I'm... I'm gonna keep it there. No, 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 no.
You want to switch it up?
Okay. Like I said, I want to switch it up. I don't want to go obvious. Let me go balloons with the happy faces. Let me go. I'm gonna say gin. I'm gonna say gin is the balloons. I'm trying to switch it up. So I think the drink is Yoongi. The balloons are gin.
Let me go with that. All right. We said it was the camera's Tay, but if you want to switch it up, what do you think?
I'm going to switch it up because that's too obvious for me as well. I'll say the camera is Hobie.
Okay. The gummies. We just straight up think gin, but who do you think?
I'll say Tay. Tay is
the gummies. Hey, actually, that's cool. All right. And then the lollipop. The most obvious, we think it's Suga. Who do you think?
For the lollipop, I think it's Jimin.
Okay. Oh, you know what, though? Because Jimin is somewhat linked to also a yellow balloon. It could be a yellow lollipop. Mm-hmm. We just throwing stuff in there. Okay, so we'll come back in, like, next week and see for clowns. actually not even be, like, any of the guesses we got. That'd be crazy. But
I know. It's, like, a totally different pattern.
It really is. But another interesting thing that ARMY's found when the clip was released was they Shazammed it, and it brought them to a song called 2020 by I Am Daylight. And you could find it on YouTube. Not gonna lie, it's like a rap hip hop type of song. And you know, people had to remind me, Jose also had to remind me, like, Butter is a dance pop song. Now, I actually kind of want to look up the definition for that, because we know what pop means. You know, it's like popular pop music. They didn't say rap or hip-hop, so it might not be like what this is, and they might not even be the instrumental we heard. That could just be a song they're using just for this. So
yeah, because what I was telling Roseanne is that we saw online too is that it is a song by somebody else for a rap song, but at the same time that instrumental is also a free royalties song, like free royalty music, so anybody can use it without any type of copyright restrictions. So like YouTube sometimes has a space where you can have songs that are free to use for your videos or for your songs or whatever, you know, whatever you want to use, maybe background music or anything. It's just I guess odd to me, surprising that they would, BTS or Big Hit Music, would use a royalty-free song. Like, I just don't see them Googling, like, hey, let's find a royalty-free song to put on the concept clips. But, you know, it's not a bad one.
No, it's not a bad one. It's really unique, and I feel like it does match the concept clips that we've seen. And if it is the instrumental, for Butter, which I would be surprised if it was, you know, they have sampled or used, I was going to say duty-free. Duty-free is the airplane stuff, sorry. what's it calling it? Royalty-free, girl.
Royalty-free, yes. Duty-free. I was like, girl, that's the latte duty-free commercials that they be doing.
Oh my God. No, it's royalty-free. They have used that before or also sampled before, so it's not a surprise either if they do go with that and just switch it up. It might not even be the same type of rap concept like this 2020 song, you know.
But I really doubt it, Roseanne. I don't think this is part of Butter in any type of way. I think they're too smart to like not think that ARMY is going to Shazam it,
right? You know what I mean? ARMYs are smart. We've Shazammed before and leaked stuff on accident.
Oh my God, that was a mess, remember? Oh my God.
That really was. But, you know, I guess we shall see. And we don't even know if the next concept clips are going to stay dark or if they're going to use the same instrumental. Maybe each day will be different, you know, for five. I could count, you guys. Five. I could count. Mm-hmm. Five members. I feel like I don't want to clown myself too much. And so I'm going to leave it at that. Like, we're just going to talk next week. And
the only other theory that I have is that because after the concept clips are the teaser photos, and I think the teaser photos are going to be completely different. Like, something tells me that the concept clip and the teaser photos are not going to match. Like, it's going to be something completely different. Oh my gosh. I feel like we're going to have light luminosity, illumination, clarity. Wow. None of this darkness. Oh. What is going on? Is that blue? Is that purple? What are y'all doing?
Right? I feel like they're going to switch it up on us. I wouldn't be surprised. But the whole week, it's all called teaser photo one. So I'm assuming it's just like one, like, you know, version one, how it's a different theme. And then how come we only have one teaser photo for like photo two? Maybe it might be a group.
I think that's going to be the group photo. Yeah. I think for the teaser photos, it's going to be individual. Because if you remember with Dynamite, we got individual ones then we got the group photo. I think they're going to do individual like they did with the concept clips. Mm-hmm. And then the teaser photo two is going to be the group photo.
Makes sense. Oh my God, I'm excited. Oh, okay.
Me too.
But yes, I guess we shall see next week and deliberate and see if... any of these things are true. We'll see like who matches which photo and if the concept clip theme stays the same. So, yeah.
Wait, you're not going to be here next week.
You're right, Jose. Oh, no, I'm not going to be here next week. Hold on.
Oh, but we can still talk about all of this on the week after that.
Oh, true. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's like...
It won't be the 21st yet.
You're right. Okay. Phew. I was like, no, we don't get to talk about this. Yeah, I'll be back. We'll have an episode before their comeback, like literally. So I'm excited for that.
But yes, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to tune in next week, you guys, because we won't be here next week. But thank you so much for tuning in and have an amazing week, you guys. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Roseanne. Kim Namjoon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-hee, Jung Ho-suk, Park Ji-min.